This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, John Cook won 11 times on the PGA Tour. He has been out on the PGA Tour Champions since 2007, winning 10 times out there. It is a pleasure to welcome John Cook back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, John.
Bill, hello. How are you?
You know, I'm good. Thank you for taking the time to do this. I wanted to have you back to talk about the U.S. Senior Open, and we're going to get to that, but I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask you about last weekend's Open Championship. Give me your thoughts about what took place and what you witnessed.
Yeah, it was interesting for sure, and now being on the media side of it, I got to watch golf. I don't get to do that much, but I certainly did this past weekend, and what I saw was something that we haven't seen in 30 years, you know, as far as a mono-on-mono weekend, not just a few holes or a round to finish a championship, but a 36-hole, just, you know, guys throwing haymakers. I mean, it's just one after another. It just was such great golf being played that on a level that, you know, we don't get to see very often with two guys coming down, you know, for the Open. It just was, it was impressive, and it just mesmerized you on the quality of golf that was going on.
At that level, John, is it almost easier to play well when you know the guy you got to beat is playing that well, kind of a match play situation? When that guy's playing well, is it almost easier to keep that pace up?
Yeah, when you know that you've got your best stuff and you're not even thinking about it, the other guy's got his best stuff. He's not thinking about it. All you are doing is just playing and hitting golf shots that are just the best being hit. To separate yourself from the field like that literally has not happened in decades. And it takes your focus and it brings it in so small that you don't think about anything but this next golf shot. And you know that you're swinging well, you're thinking well, everything's going your way, as it is for your opponent, and so it really, really sharpens your senses.
Final major championship of the year coming up next week, so we've still got one more to go, but if I made you today vote for player of the year, who do you vote for?
Boy, oh boy, player of the year. You know, you take the whole body of work, and, you know, Dustin Johnson just has not had a bad week. You know, he hasn't won every single week, but boy, he won the one that he needed to win, and then he won the next week on a big golf course, big stage. Guys have had some really, really nice years, but you start going back to the major championships, and, you know, Jordan let one slip away. Then you've got Dustin, who took one from everybody and played some golf that, you know, is sometimes just not recognizable, how he tamed a golf course that the last time a major championship was played, they're six over par won the tournament. You know, he's shot, well, adding the two strokes, he was at 4 under. So you take that, and it's just, I think the level of golf that he's played week in and week out as a body of work has been just amazing.
I think that's a great choice. Let me turn the attention to the upcoming U.S. Senior Open. It has been almost 30 years since Scioto was in the spotlight. Help the listener understand. They might not be familiar with Scioto. What's great about that golf course?
Oh, John, it's a golf course in Columbus that not only rivals Muirfield Village, great golf course, great track built by, one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest, Jack Nicklaus. But this is where Jack grew up. He grew up playing this golf course. He learned his golf at Scioto. We got to play it once a week or twice a month when we were in school there at Ohio State. And you learn to love. You don't have to learn to love it. You just step up on the first tee, and you know exactly what you have to do. It's an old Donald Ross. And if anybody's familiar with Donald Ross, there's no run-in shots. You have to play the ball in the air. And that's Midwest golf for you right there. And that's why Jack plays golf the way that he plays golf, is he puts the ball in the air. And Scioto is just that. It's got a mixture of great short holes. It's got, got some length when it needs it. And it has greens like you would expect on a great Midwestern golf course. And it's going to be a wonderful event. It'll be so appreciated and attended by the great sports fans in Columbus who love their sports, not just their football. They love all their sports. And I think that the U.S. Senior Open is going to be, it's going to be witnessed by, many thousands of people each day. And it's just going to be, a great experience for everybody.
We're talking with John Cook here on the Augusta Golf Show. When the USGA sets up the course for the seniors, do they set it up in the same manner as a U.S. Open, with the difference just being the length?
I expect to play pretty much the full golf course. We'll play the golf course as the young guys would play it, except for maybe a couple of the tees might be 20 yards shorter. It won't be 100 yards shorter.
Mm-hmm.
We might play, instead of a 490 par 4, which number 2 can be, we'll play it at 475. 18, we won't play probably at 480. We'll play it at 460, or we'll play it at 455 or something. So, it'll keep the integrity of the golf course intact. They do not shorten it to where they want everybody to finish and look good. This is a U.S. Open. This is what we have on our tour. And we want to be challenged, in every facet of the game. And that's what the USGA has done in the past U.S. Senior Opens. That's what they should keep doing. And I don't see anything other than, a U.S. Open test. The rough will be, instead of 3 or 4 inches cut, it'll be 2.5. The green speeds will be the same, as fast as they can get them to where they can use the pin positions, but also not so fast that they'll get away from them and they'll start losing them. So it'll be set up just like a U.S. Open.
As we grow older, we appreciate things more. Did you appreciate Scioto in your school days?
Oh, absolutely. I loved it. Born in Ohio, but raised in Southern California, then coming back to Ohio. Out west, we were Alistair McKenzie pretty much ran up and down the West Coast, and Tillinghast, George Thomas. So we didn't play many Donald Ross courses. So when we got back to Columbus, it was a great treat to start playing, on his type of golf courses and learning that type of golf, which it is a little bit different, Scioto, right from the get go, they were wonderful membership to us as the golf team. They welcomed us with open arms, and to go back to play our championship some 40 years later is really going to be a treat. It's really going to be nostalgic for me. Hopefully it will be for Joey Sindelar and Rod Spittle. Brian Mogg qualified, so you know, there's some Ohio State Buckeyes in the field to start. But for me, going back there is going to be, you know, it's going to be quite a treat.
Well, I look forward to you doing that. As I said to you off the air, it's one of my favorite spots. I just love that golf course. And if at the end of the week, John, you're ahead of Bernhard on the scoreboard, you've had a pretty good week.
Yeah, he would be the guy you're shooting for, that is for sure. Bernhard doesn't seem to age, and he'll be the most prepared. He'll be the one that is, you know, the more mentally focused than everybody else. So you've got to somehow try to get your game just turned over just a little bit more. You got to tighten that screw just a little bit, and you know, to be able to compete with Bernhard. And you know, we've got plenty of players that can do that, and hopefully, you know, my game will be in shape. I feel like it is. I just, you know, I don't have the reps going into this that the guys have that maybe I've wanted, but I'm seeing good things, and the things I'm working on, the quality of shot that I'm hitting, I'm seeing good things. So I know what it takes to play around Scioto, and hopefully I'll have a little, you know, home field advantage, so to speak. And you know that if you run down Bernhard, you're pretty well near the top, and he's got to finish business.
Well, play well that week, John. Thank you for taking the time to do this. Enjoy the week, and we'll talk again.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you. Anytime.